A report by a nonpartisan group that advocates campaign finance reform suggests the Federal Election Commission should be eliminated. The study, No Bark, No Bite, No Point, by Democracy 21, argues the FEC is ineffective at enforcing campaign finance laws and should be replaced with a new enforcement body. Fred Wertheimer is president of Democracy 21. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What does your group believe is wrong with the FEC?
Well, it's pretty simple. This agency has a long track record of failing to enforce the law. And as a result, we've wound up with widespread evasions of the law. People have believed you can violate the law at will. This whole so-called soft money problem, where huge unlimited contributions were laundered into the federal elections, came about as a result of the actions of the Federal Election Commission in opening up the loophole and then tolerating evasion. This agency hasn't worked. It's weak by design. It's a captured agency that views itself as representing the political parties and the incumbent office holders, and it's seriously undermined the campaign finance laws.
Do you want to replace it with a new one?
Yes, we do. We want to replace it with one that is not controlled by the people it's supposed to be regulating. And in order to do that, our task force of campaign finance and enforcement experts has recommended that we have an agency modeled after the General Accounting Office, which has a single administrator, that we also use impartial administrative law judges to hear enforcement cases. If you look at the history of the agency, what you find is often you'll see the staff of the Federal Election Commission recommending enforcement actions, and then the commissioners blocking that, in effect representing the people who have put them in office. Perhaps the most classic is the Federal Election Commission was not able to find any single significant violations of the campaign finance law following the massive abuses that occurred in the 1996 presidential campaigns. So with all the campaign finance abuses, for example, of President Clinton and his campaign, this agency wound up not finding any violations.
Can it be changed? Does it have to be replaced?
Well, yes, it can be changed, but it's a tough fight because the people who like this agency, the members of Congress, the political parties, they like the fact that they're not enforcing the law because they're the ones who would have to be held accountable. You know, it's a real double standard. The Congress is very, very tough-minded about enforcing the laws for everyone else in this country. They want to see tough, hard law enforcement. When it comes to themselves, they created an agency without any powers, with commissioners split between the two parties, 3-3, that deadlocks all the time. They created an agency to fail. It's a major reason why we've had so much trouble with our campaign finance laws. And now we've got a new law, and everyone expects that this new law is going to change things. And our great fear is that if you don't have real enforcement of the new law, and everyone knows you're not going to have enforcement of the new law, we'll be right back where we started with.
What are the chances that the FEC will be done away with and replaced by an agency more to your liking?
Well, this is a tough fight, but I think it can be done. This agency is finally in the spotlight now because I think the country wants and believes that we're going to end all the campaign finance abuses that have really undermined our democracy. We passed the first new campaign finance law in 25 years in order to accomplish that. And I think that creates the opportunity to fix the enforcement system as well to ensure that we actually do have a new law. Based on past history, if we can't fix this enforcement system, the new campaign finance law is going to break down just like the current campaign finance system did when everyone realized that they could do whatever they want because no one was going to hold them accountable.
Fred Wertheimer is president of Democracy 21, a nonprofit group that advocates campaign finance reform.